Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for Nancy Pelosi. Why? Well, because she's running for re-election. A re-election to what, you may ask? You didn't even realize that Nancy Pelosi was still around? Yeah, she's still a member of the House of Representatives of the United States. And she's running to go ahead and capture her seat, which is very likely that she will. It's in San Francisco and a little bit of Marin County. But she has comments about the significance of her race. She's 83 years old. It's unbelievable. She's 3 years older than President Biden. President Biden, meanwhile, there is yet another survey that shows that two-thirds of Democrat voters want Biden to drop his reelection bid. Will he? Should he? Meanwhile, President Trump seems to be moving on to try to find a suitable running mate. He's traveling for that purpose to South Dakota. Does that mean he's going to be dealing with Governor Doug Burgum? No, that's North Dakota. Don't get confused. South Dakota's Kristi Noem is the governor of that state, and she's been a supporter of President Trump for a long time. She apparently is going to endorse him this evening at a rally, and the speculation is intensifying that President Trump might pick Kristi Noem as his running mate. Then what happens to all the other wannabes, the people like Carrie Lake, like Vivek Ramaswamy, who clearly has delusions of the vice presidency, and more, who believe that they should be the Trump running mate. We will consider that as well on the Medved Show. Anti-Semitism is in the news. A Nazi march over the weekend that is being described as a mass march. And I've been trying to find out exactly how many people they think participated. It was 40. And again, is that a bigger march than usual? Yes. Were they openly displaying swastikas? Yes. And they also had tattoos on their foreheads with swastikas and more Nazi symbolism and paraphernalia. That going on at a in Florida at a time when California is devoting an entire month to recognize Transgender History Month. Transgender history. Where are we going back to? I mean, it was said that there were some Roman emperors and members of royal families who liked to dress as women, but what exactly is transgender history? We'll try to focus on that as well. And we have movies today and much more, plus Paul Kengor of Grove City College talking about the historical place of this campaign. Is it really worse than any other campaign ever? In some ways, yes. And we'll be speaking with Jonathan V. Last of the Bulwark on a conservative perspective on what is going on in this campaign. I did want to speak a little bit about some of the developments here that are noteworthy in terms of politics, where it has Florida neo-Nazis chant above freeway in sickening and frightening video. The sickening and frightening video is short, but it does show people marching in good order. They're all wearing, I don't know why, red shirts and black pants. A lot of the shirts have the number 88 on the back. You know what the number 88 signifies, because The eighth letter of the alphabet, the English alphabet, is H. And so the idea of the number 88, it's the eighth letter, and the eighth letter is HH. It's Heil Hitler. That's the message there. The sound of the demonstrators over the weekend of the neo-Nazis waving swastikas, giving fascist salutes, and chanting Sieg Heil and Heil Hitler. They were on a bridge in Orlando, Florida, on Saturday. This is not exactly the Magic Kingdom in Orlando, Florida. Here's what it sounded like. Okay, what exactly are they saying, Jeremy? Is it Sieg Heil everywhere? They were led by a guy named Christopher Hammer Polhouse, and he was leading the rally, which was comprised of the Nazi group Blood Tribe and the Goyim Defense League, which has been extremely visible, particularly in Florida, particularly in the Orlando area. And the photograph of Christopher Hammer Polhouse is indicative of somebody who will never get a job because of the facial tattoos, the Nazi facial tattoos. He's also wearing a swastika sort of pendant, like a necklace around his neck, together with other necklaces and, of course, other theme tattoos along his neck. It says in Newsweek, neo-Nazis have held a number of demonstrations in Florida this year with targets including a synagogue and Disney World. Florida has become a central focus of the so-called culture wars, with the state's Ron DeSantis targeting what he terms woke indoctrination. It seems to me a little bit unfair and ridiculous for Newsweek to mention Ron DeSantis in this context. He's been very direct in his criticism of Nazis as jackasses, and the idea that he has anything to do with it, given his very strong record of support for Israel and for other Jewish causes, not fair toward Governor DeSantis. Saturday's protesters included Christopher Polhouse, leader of the neo-Nazi group Black Tribe, and John Midadeo, the second, founder of the anti-Semitic Goyim Defense League, otherwise known as the GDL. Some of the demonstrators had the number 88 on the back of their shirts, a neo-Nazi code meaning Heil Hitler. And there was a somebody interviewed by Newsweek, whose name is Leora Rez, who is the executive director of the nonprofit racism watchdog Stop Anti-Semitism. She branded the participants in the demonstrations as cowards. Couldn't you find a more negative designation than that? Then she did. She said members of the Goyim Defense League are dangerous criminals with records of assault, pedophilia, arson, and domestic abuse. On Monday, an Orange County Sheriff's Office spokesman commented, "We know these groups demonstrate in high-profile areas in order to agitate and incite people with anti-Semitic symbols and slurs. The Orange County Sheriff's Office deplores hate speech in any form, but people have the First Amendment right to demonstrate." And there's other talk about anti-Semitism involving social media. And the idea that Elon Musk is going to sue the Anti-Defamation League, which purportedly fights racism, for destroying his advertising stream. Is that fair? Does that make sense? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a distracting war going on. No, I'm not talking about the war in Ukraine, though there's a great deal of controversy concerning Elon Musk and that issue as well. This is a war between Elon Musk and his capacity as the owner, proprietor, a main guiding force behind X, which used to be known as Twitter. And one of the things that's very peculiar about Elon Musk is what did he gain, really, by retitling the name of his platform as X? As opposed to Twitter, which had become a world-recognized brand. In any event, there was a piece I mentioned yesterday in the Daily Beast, and the headline is, "Enough, Advertisers and Governments Must Dump Elon Musk." And David Rothkopf, who wrote the piece, writes that Twitter has suffered massive advertising losses because of Elon Musk's toxic cocktail of blending really dumb business decisions with other decisions meant to support your racist, anti-democratic, sometimes infantile political and personal agendas. Indeed, everything we need to know about your character was revealed over this past weekend when you sought to blame your losses on someone else, and that you chose to do so in a way that played to the lowest impulses of an anti-Semitic mob. It was one of your ugliest displays, and that is saying something. It would be easy to get the world to divest from you. You are, after all, the world's richest man. You blame the Anti-Defamation League for anti-Semitism on Twitter because, wait for it, they complained about anti-Semitism on Twitter. Your posts taking issue with their stance included amplifying views that called the ADL pro-Hitler. The ADL is the Anti-Defamation League. It was established in 1913 in response to the lynching of an innocent Jewish man in Georgia, which has actually been the subject of a play on Broadway recently. It's a Leo Frank case. You then, says the piece by Rothkopf of the Daily Beast, you then, Elon Musk, blamed the nearly two-thirds fall in Twitter ad revenues primarily on the ADL and threatened to sue them for defamation. You say you are not an anti-Semite, Elon, but we know better. Because one who amplifies anti-Semites, promotes grotesque and unfounded anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and tropes, and then actually seeks to blame the Jews for the attacks he leads against them, is by any definition not just an anti-Semite, but among the most dangerous forms of that repugnant breed. Now, on this issue, I got an angry email, and I want to confront it very directly. It's a brief email that came in from Al in Breyer, Washington. And he says, "Michael, I'm very disappointed in you. Elon M. is not blaming the Jews for his business losses. We all know he is Jewish himself. If ADL is slandering Mr. Musk with the intent to ruin his business and Mr. Musk can prove his case, that's a slander and a business tort. Your comments on Thursday were not up to your standards." Well, okay. Al, they were up to my standards, and you're simply wrong when you say we all know that he is Jewish himself. It is not true. I actually wasted a few moments looking for evidence of Elon Musk's Jewish background. There is none. He is not Jewish. He was baptized in the Anglican Church when he was born. His mother, who has the distinction, which I thought was interesting, his mother became the oldest model to pose in a bathing suit for Sports Illustrated. Yeah, she did when she was 74. Congratulations. And by the way, an ADL did not start the fight with ex-Musk. Musk did. And the idea that he's going to sue the Anti-Defamation League for his loss of revenue, this came up on Morning Joe, and the chief of ADL, Jonathan Greenblatt, was pretty direct in his comments about Elon Musk and X. Listen.
About the real-world impact of this, of having the richest man on the planet cheering along Ban the ADL. He was liking a lot of that stuff. He was responding to it, fanning the flames, blaming you guys for the failure of the company he bought.
And so again, when you have Nazis chanting Ban the ADL, when you have swattings of synagogues, when you have bomb threats against Jewish institutions, and the Jewish holidays of Rosh Hashanah are just a few weeks away, that's why the community is on edge, and that's why ADL will not shrink. We will not hesitate. We will be ferocious in fighting hate. And the empty threats and frivolous lawsuits, they don't scare us. And, you know, like you said, Elon Musk truly is the wealthiest man in the world. He's one of the most brilliant innovators of our time. He controls one of the most powerful media platforms on the planet. We're just a small nonprofit. So blaming the Jews, if you will, that's classic scapegoating. It's not what happened here, but we won't stop, you know, fighting all forms of hate because that's what we do.
Okay, that is what they do. Again, this from the Daily Beast. On September 1st, they say, a story appeared in the Washington Post with a self-explanatory headline, Musk's new Twitter policies helped spread Russian propaganda. It details how a study by the European Commission showed how, despite your pledges to the contrary, Elon, Twitter policies played a major role in allowing Russian propaganda about Ukraine to reach more people than before the war began. We should not be surprised, of course. You have boasted about how close you are to Vladimir Putin. Isn't that charming? Who has used you like a puppet. And, of course, we know that even though the U.S. government subsidized your provision of Starlink services to Ukraine, you then unilaterally decided to deny use of the service to Ukraine to support critical operations in defense of Russia's war of unprovoked aggression. Look, this is not a good thing, the question that they ask Rothkopf in the Daily Beast. We have reached the point at which every politician in every democracy, beginning with the U.S., must be asked, should the U.S. continue to subsidize the businesses of a man, including Tesla, of course, who is actively working for our enemies and against our interests? Should governments step in to require the kind of minimum basic standards on social media that have long been required on broadcast media? Should social media sites have more liability for the damage they do? At the same time, advertisers must recognize that the dollars they direct to your ex-Twitter site cannot be seen as anything other than support for hate, for anti-Semitism, for white supremacists, as the ADL rightly noted last year, for Nazis and those who directly attack the U.S. system of government. We will be right back with Jonathan Last with more on anti-Semitism in the news. Coming up on the MedVant Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. An American researcher who fell ill more than 3,000 feet below the entrance of a cave in Turkey has recovered sufficiently enough to be extracted in an operation that could last 3 or 4 days. Mark Dickey, a 40-year-old experienced caver, became suddenly ill with stomach bleeding during an expedition. A Hungarian doctor was able to reach and treat him. That rescue mission is now underway. The CDC warned this week week that cases of RSV are rising among young children in some parts of the southeastern United States. Hurricane Lee has now reached Category 5 status, and it's expected to get even stronger. Right now, it has sustained winds of 165 miles an hour. Those should be 180 miles an hour by tonight. Corey Myers, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's a pleasure to welcome back Jonathan V. Last, who is the editor of The Bulwark and an extremely valuable commentator on all of the most recent developments in politics in particular. And Jonathan, I was surprised to hear that President Trump is returning to the rally circuit and is going to be speaking over the weekend in South Dakota, where he is expected to receive the support of Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota, who is one of the very prominent names that is mentioned as a potential running mate for President Trump. Do you think that Kristi Noem's endorsement of President Trump, if it comes through as it's supposed to, is going to have any impact on the race for the presidency or the race for the vice presidency?
You know, I don't think it has much to do with the race for the presidency itself. Trump is such a dominant front runner that we actually don't have any good comparison points. He is much closer to being like an incumbent president or an incumbent vice president. Like, for instance, in 2000, this is more like Al Gore as vice president running against Bill Bradley than it is an open primary the way you had in 2000 with, you know, George W. Bush and John McCain, even though Bush was an overwhelming favorite. What I think could do something in the race for the vice presidency, though, is Noem. And what she could deliver for him is a huge crowd. The way he thinks is through optics. It would not surprise me if he feels like he needs both a woman on the ticket to help him with female voters, but also somebody who is totally beholden to him and could not possibly stand up to him the way Mike Pence did. And, you know, Kristi Noem is an attractive person. She has been unbelievably obsequious towards him, you know, since day one. But also, if she could deliver a huge turnout, like, that's the stuff that's his bread and butter. You know, like, that's how he'll judge people. And I think that is really the data point I'd be looking for. Look at the crowd size at his event. And if it's good and he feels like he can brag about it, then good on her. And if it's not, then, yeah, she probably has some problems.
What about all those rejected sweethearts then? People like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has said very publicly she wants to be Trump's running mate. People like Carrie Lake, the defeated gubernatorial candidate from Arizona. People like Nikki Haley, or do you believe Nikki Haley when she says she's not interested in becoming vice president?
I don't believe Nikki Haley when she says she's not interested, but I do believe that Trump would absolutely not pick her, again, because of the Mike Pence problem. Mm-hmm. I think he knows that he could not trust Nikki Haley as far as he could throw her, and so he's not going to do that again, right? This is, I mean, he has learned his lesson in that way. As for Marjorie Taylor Greene, the truth is she's much more useful in the House than she would be with him, and Carrie Lake has loser stink on her, and I think he doesn't want two losers.
What do you mean she's the duly elected governor of Arizona?
I know, and truth is, she's still controlling the Arizona state troopers in the way that, that you know, Donald Trump is still controlling the military, if you listen to some of his fans. But yeah, I think that's probably not where he goes. I think he'd be tempted by Tim Scott. The idea of, you know, he'll look at the numbers showing that Republicans are making inroads with minority voters, and that will make Tim Scott attractive to him. Kristi Noem will be attractive to him. And I don't know. I wonder, in a weird way, if Vivek Ramaswamy could become attractive to him. We'll have to see how high in the polls Vivek gets. You know, like, there's a sweet spot and a sour spot for Vivek. If Vivek becomes so popular that he's a potential threat, then, you know, then Trump will have to turn on him. But if he's just running around like a mini-me, then that could be interesting to Trump.
By the way, Vivek yesterday, together with Ron DeSantis, was critical of the sentences that the Proud Boys have been receiving for January 6th. Do you think that's a good political move? Of course, Trump himself has said he's going to be reviewing all the sentences from people who are serving time for January 6th. To see who we should pardon and whose sentences should be commuted. Is this a winning issue for Republicans?
Well, it's winning in the Republican primary. I don't think you're going to find very many Republican primary voters who, when they hear the law and order pitch, are going to say that they are also interested in having law and order applied to the Proud Boys and January 6th insurrectionists. I think they are not super interested in that. My bigger question is how this resonates with the Republicans. Have for now 30 years, I mean, honestly, going back to the late 1970s, had a huge electoral advantage on the issue of just law and order, you know, in the same way they have a huge advantage in the economy. These are just structural things baked in. The public sees them as more trustworthy on law and order and sees them as more trustworthy on economics. I wonder if at some point that starts to change because they are so obviously, they have this selective blindness towards where they want law and order applied, you know, and they are sort of pro-cop but anti-FBI. And it's, I don't know, at some point I wonder if the rest of America will catch on to that. But who knows? Maybe these things survive and, you know, in cross-political eras because they're just baked into part of our DNA.
And in terms of President Trump having a secure hold on the nomination, which it looks more and more like he does. If you were advising any of his potential challengers, whether it's Nikki Haley or Tim Scott or the flailing and foundering right now Ron DeSantis, what can be done to make this a competitive race again and to put away this spreading sense of Trump inevitability?
I honestly don't think anything can be done. I don't like to brag about myself, Michael, but in October of 2020, so, you know, 5 weeks before the 2020 election, I wrote that Donald Trump would be the Republican nominee in 2024. And it was just clear as day. He would say that he actually won. The election was stolen from him. And that puts everybody in the Republican Party in an untenable position. They would have to testify that this was the truth. They would have to say, Donald Trump was a great president. I support everything he did. Also, he really did win, and he got screwed out of that election. Yes, he's running for president again, but you should vote for me. And that just doesn't make sense. And what we've seen is in the unwillingness of the rest of his competitors, other than Mike Pence, Asa Hutchinson, and Chris Christie, who deserve an enormous amount of credit. I don't mean to sort of wave them away. But what we've seen is that everybody else is really not trying to challenge him. They're just trying to put themselves forward as his understudy, so that in case something catastrophic happens, in case there is a health event for him, or in case suddenly the Republicans do care about his arrests and his trials and his indictments, then they are there to be tapped. They're next in line. But they're not actually looking to seriously challenge them, challenge him. And to be honest, I think that's the correct calculation, because I don't think he can be challenged. The truth of it is, the Republican Party has changed. The people, you know, the actual voter makeup of the Republican Party has changed, and they like what they've got. They want more Trump.
More Trump. More Jonathan Last. You can read some of his latest columns. They're linked at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, more anti-Semitic comments, but these made by a very respected world leader, significant world leader. What did he say? What does it mean? We'll get to it on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, there's an editorial which is sort of put at the bottom of the page, but it's an editorial from the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. And it's not only extremely well written, as you'd expect from the Wall Street Journal, but it's courageous and admirable that they actually gave this some prominent coverage. What they write is, it's never a good sign when a dictator delivers a rambling historical lecture in the style of Fidel Castro or Vladimir Putin. And you remember his historical lecture about the history of Russia and the oppression of Russia and the victimization of Russia. And he went on for over an hour. Okay, what they're talking about here is not Vladimir Putin or Fidel Castro, who's dead, thank God. But it's Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen. The president of the Palestinian Authority proved the point when he spoke before the Fatah Revolutionary Council. His subject for his historical lecture? The Jews. Most media, writes the Wall Street Journal, will ignore his comments, which were translated by the Middle East Research Institute. They don't fit the liberal narrative that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is a clash of two nationalisms that can be resolved in a peace process if Israelis would just make more concessions. The comments also don't fit the narrative gaining ground among Democrats that the Israelis are extreme and the Palestinians progressive. And this is what Mr. Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, who is in fact a dictator, he is now going into his 16th year of his four-year term. He suspended elections, no elections in the Palestinian Authority. In any event, he says at the beginning of his talk, the truth that we should clarify to the world is that European Jews are not Semites. They have nothing to do with Semitism. He then cited the Khazar hypothesis, which speculates that Ashkenazi Jews aren't descended from the Holy Land, hailing instead from the medieval Tatar kingdom. Where Khazaria was, it was in the middle of the Caucasus. It was in what is Russia today. This has been discredited, writes the Wall Street Journal, by a century of scholarship. I mean, totally discredited, and by DNA, which can trace very directly the ancestry of most contemporary Jewish people, people identify as Jewish, to the ancient Middle East. In any event, he cited the Khazari hypothesis, which speculates that Ashkenazi Jews are descended from the Holy Land, hailing instead from the medieval Tatar kingdom. It's been discredited by a century of scholarship. Today, it's a theory one expects to find only in online fever swamps. But its usefulness in denying the Jewish connection to the land of Israel has made it a mainstream claim among Palestinians. Mr. Abbas kept going. They say that Hitler killed the Jews for being Jews, and that Europe hated the Jews because they were Jews. Not true, he averred. Europeans fought against these people because of their role in society, which had to do with usury, money, and so on. Even Hitler, he added, said he fought the Jews because they were dealing with usury and money. Yes, even for Hitler, quote, this was not about Semitism and anti-Semitism. If you wonder why the Oslo peace process hit a dead end and stayed there, consider that Mr. Abbas and Fatah have been described for decades as moderates. And we've heard all about the COVID deniers and deniers of this, deniers of that. The Palestinian Authority is officially temple deniers. They say that where the holy temples existed in Jerusalem, and there's no question that they existed. Obviously, if you believe anything about the New Testament, they existed. It's referenced many times in the New Testament. But the idea that the temple never existed, that it is a fraud, that Jewish people never had the ancient kingdom of David and Solomon, it never existed, that has been a stalwart element of Palestinian propaganda. At age 87, Mr. Abbas isn't likely to abandon his conviction that Jews are interlopers in every part of Israel. His predecessor, Yasser Arafat, once stunned President Clinton's negotiators by denying even that Jerusalem had been the site of a Jewish temple. Maybe it's time American liberals stop being surprised. And this actually is now covered by the New York Times, where they write that video has emerged of Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, recently asserting that European Jews were persecuted by Hitler because of what he said were their predatory lending practices rather than their religion. In a speech at the end of August, Mr. Abbas said, they say that Hitler killed the Jews, and what you've heard before. Mr. Abbas also repeated the widely discredited theory that European or Ashkenazi Jews have no connection to the ancient Middle East. Instead, Mr. Abbas claimed that European Jews were the descendants of a nomadic Turkic tribe that converted to Judaism during the medieval period and therefore were not victims of anti-Semitism. When we hear them talk about Semitism and anti-Semitism, the Ashkenazi Jews at least are not Semites. Now, there's a statement that came out in response to this by the Israel's ambassador to the United Nations. And he said that Gilad Erdan is his name, and he said, this is the true face of Palestinian leadership. It is no wonder that mere hours ago a Palestinian teenage terrorist hacked innocent Israelis with a meat cleaver. He was referring to something that happened in the old city of Jerusalem that wounded at least two. The European Union said in a statement, Mr. Abbas's historical distortions are inflammatory, deeply offensive, can only serve to exacerbate tensions in the region, and serve no one's interests. The statement added, they play into the hands of those who do not want a two-state solution, which President Abbas has repeatedly advocated. And this is the difficulty. How can there be a two-state solution if you are saying that the entire religious and ethnic identity of the people who would be living next door to you, one hopes peacefully, in any two-state solution, when you are saying that that whole identity is a fraud and has no meaning. Of course, they have other identities that are controversial. There was, as I mentioned earlier, a decision by the California State Assembly. And this has nothing to do with Middle East peace or anti-Semitism. It has to do with just nuttiness. Listen to what is happening to the month of August. Next year, 2024, August will become, in California, Transgender History Month. This is a report from Fox, clip 15.
California now the first state in the nation to officially recognize a Transgender History Month. Today, lawmakers within the state assembly voted to approve a resolution declaring August a Transgender History Month in California. That resolution was authored by San Francisco Assembly Member Matt Haney. Leaders are hoping that that designation promotes education and awareness surrounding the contributions made by the transgender community.
It's a big drama.
Okay. Can somebody give me an example? Somebody wants to call and tell me what kind of material young people would be studying for an entire month to talk about the contributions of transgendered people. I mean, honestly, if you think about this historically, were there a lot of transgendered signers of the Declaration of Independence? Which of our presidents were transgendered? That's right. As Jerry points out, at the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, they were wearing wigs. Does that show they were transgendered? Not exactly. Look, we did have a vice president of the United States, William Rufus Devane King, who was vice president with President Pierce. But he never actually served as vice president. He liked to dress up in women's clothing. It's true. He did. But he died before he ever took office, and he died in Havana, which is something else again. There is so much more to be discussed and discovered in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.